All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to Article 5 Live. This is live radio and it's live engineering, and we're working out the bugs. This is pilot number 2 of Article 5 Live. We just took a little break to try and see why we're not actually getting out on Podbean, but I think we might be now. Anyway, I don't want to bother you with all the behind the scenes stuff, but we will bring on producer Zach here in a little bit. He used to run my radio show down at the radio station, and he's helped me out trying to get all these things together for you so we can do this broadcast in a semi-orderly way. We're working on it. Thanks for your patience. And like I said, welcome back to Article 5 Live. I'm JD, your host. And we were talking about all the nasty little things going on. With our kids. And it's so sad. I don't want to talk about it, but there's people organizing marches in almost every city around the country because more and more people are becoming aware of what's going on when it comes to child sex trafficking, abuse, murder, and all the other ugly, satanic things that are happening to our kids. And our president's aware of this. He doesn't broadcast a lot, but he's done more than every other president added together about stopping this stuff. So praise God on that one. Now we're going to move on to another subject real quick here. We're going to start talking about this mail-in ballot stuff. You know, the Democrats must think that we are so stupid that we cannot figure out what they're doing. They're going to mass mail ballots from voter rolls, which their Democrat governments refuse to clean up from all the people that have moved, all the people that have died, all the mistaken people that end up on the voter rolls that don't belong on there anyway. And mass mail ballots to every voter in many states, whether you ask for it or not. They're just going to mail you a ballot. Now, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that that's going to lead, at the very best, it'll lead to mayhem, not unlike me trying to run this broadcast. But worse than that, even if everybody's honest, there's no way to keep track of all that stuff. How are you going to know which? It's just absolutely unreasonable to think that you can do things that way. So, and then anybody that brings this up, of course, we're the bad guys. We're the ones that are trying to stifle a vote, and we're trying to oppress the vote. Are you kidding me? If you don't have enough brains to get your ass down and get registered and get your ass at the polls on election day, you don't deserve to vote. Are you kidding me? What about the millions who died for your right to vote? And you're going to whine and bitch and moan if you can't get a ballot in the mail? It disgusts me. Now, of course, there's a couple major caveats there. One is, if you're in the United States service and you can't be home, yeah, absentee ballot. But even if you're going to be on vacation, I don't know about you, but I don't plan vacation on election day. I'm going to the polls on election day. That's my duty as a United States citizen. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be pissed off at me for saying that kind of stuff. But when you have elections that last 2 months, you know, election day is election day. It's not election 2 months. If you can't get your crap together enough to show up at the polls and vote on election day, I can't even believe it's not that important to people that they can't arrange their life around that one day every couple of years. It's my opinion. This is an opinion show. May not even be a popular opinion. But I can tell you what, It's because people aren't willing to go to the polls on election day that we have most of the fraud. Most of the fraud that we have. Now, if you want to believe the jerks in the mainstream legacy media that say there's no proof of any fraud, or the other story, well, it's both sides that have fraud. The Democrats have been living off of voter fraud of various different kinds for decades. Now, if you watch Shadowgate, you're going to find out that our elections aren't real, according to the information put forth there. Now, they want you to know that, and I don't know if it's actually true to the extent that they say it is. I would be willing to bet there is some manipulation. You heard the professor Epstein that went and testified in Congress, and he said that Google, just by their algorithm and not doing anything wrong, they can affect the vote up to 7% just by the way they direct searches on election day. So I really want you guys to I really want you guys to think about this stuff. Use your common sense. Don't listen to the people that want to bully you just because you want things done right. You know, if you can't get an ID and present it at the polls to get your ballot, really? Those of you that remember video stores, Blockbuster, you used to have to give them your driver's license just to rent a damn video for $5. But yet, we don't have to produce an ID to vote? Are you kidding me? Use your common sense. The Democrats would have you believe we're trying to keep old crippled people and black people from going to the polls because we want ID. Send the state to their house with the apparatus to take their picture and give them the ID, and don't charge them a nickel. In fact, pay them. Pay them $20 for the privilege of giving them their voter ID. I'd vote for that. I'd pay for that as a taxpayer. And Terry says from Facebook, put a first class stamp on your envelope when you mail it. Well, okay, but they've caught the post office doing stuff too. And then Mike says the envelopes are marked R&D for easy identification. Man, I'm sorry. If I don't put that ballot in that ballot counter myself, I don't trust any of it. You guys can argue for the convenience all you want. I ain't buying into it. Anyway, we're going to take a break here on the half hour. We're going to come back with a video. We're going to go back to COVID-19. Oh, we haven't talked about that yet. We're going to talk about COVID. We're going to bring Zach, the producer, on with us, and we're going to go over a little behind-the-scenes stuff with you probably over the air. So we shall return in not too much time here. Let me just give you another creepy song and to play for you here. And we'll be back on the Article 5 Hour right after this. All right.
Yeah, I still can't get the background to come up, but I put the preview of the video up.
Welcome back to Article 5 Live. It's JD, your host, and we're trying to work out why you're not hearing the creepy music I've been playing. That's unfortunate. All right, then I got to kill that. All right, so here we go. All right, yeah, Robert, I just got back off from a break, and I wasn't... playing music for you because I'm just now figuring all this stuff. This is a pilot, after all. This is Article 5 Live, pilot number two, folks. And welcome back to it. And here's what I want to do with you now. I want to go ahead and bring on Zach, the producer, who's helping me out with this. And he can give us a little rundown of what's going on. Zach, how you doing? I got no audio on you, bud. I got no audio on Zach. Okay. I just muted your mic and unmuted it. How about now? Nope. I'm not hearing Zach. Okay. I don't know what's going on here. We had this working before the show. I swear we did, you guys. So anyway, that's very interesting. Okay. Well, at least you can see Zach's smiling face there helping me out. But we don't have any audio for him. That's really strange. I'm trying to see. Let's see. That's not it. You should. I don't get it. Yeah, I was hearing you, but then I'm hearing me on that channel. So I got to figure out what I got crossed over here. So I have to turn you down so I don't hear. It's like I don't have a mix minus or something going on here. I don't know what the deal is. All right. And plus I have a delay. So that's a bad thing. But Zach, what we're going to do here is I'm going to play this video. First, we're going to talk a little bit about, it's unfortunate I can't get you to help me comment on these things. I guess they're saying they can hear you. I just can't. So that's interesting. Thanks, you guys, for your help out there, because we're trying to work out the details here of how I can bring on guests and, you know, these kinds of things. So I'm going to... It's going to be hard to talk when your lips stop moving. I guess I'll be able to talk. No, what we're going to do, man, is we're going to start talking about COVID. I hate to even say that word on the internet, you know, because who knows. But I'm going to say that those of us that can do arithmetic realize that the numbers aren't what they say they are. Let's just put it this way. The numbers, even if the numbers are what they say they are, it doesn't warrant the kind of panic that has been spread across the planet. It's absolutely absurd what's going on. And I just can't figure out why. Folks, I just figured out why I can't hear you. Say something, Zach. Nope. I'm wrong. That's not it. How about again now? I don't have an automatic mix minus set on my board, I think is what the problem is. So I'm hearing the delay of both of us when I turn that channel up. So that's a very unfortunate thing there. I don't know. It wasn't doing that earlier, so I don't know what I did different. In fact, I didn't do anything different. So I don't quite understand what's happening here. So anyway, this is why we're doing a pilot, so I can work these things out before I have other guests that are going to be crucial. You know, I'm going to call somebody up that's on the East Coast or something, and they're going to join us. And I want to have all this kind of stuff worked out before we actually, get the broadcast in full form here. We're going to have another pilot after this one. Hopefully I'll have a few more of these problems worked out. I appreciate everybody hanging with me on Facebook and hanging with me on YouTube and hanging with me on Periscope And I think the Podbean stream is up right now. If you have the Podbean application, I believe you're hearing me through that right now. You should be anyway. And let's see. So without further ado, I'm going to try and add this video right here, Zach, and see if we can get that to work properly. Let's see. Let's give this a play. And I'm not hearing it. All right, so there you have it. Let's see what we got here. Okay. There you have it. I don't think I'm with you yet. Okay, now you can probably hear me. Okay. All right, so there, you know, why are people like this silenced? Okay, that's up because it's on band.video, which is its own platform. There's no corporation behind it. It's owned by InfoWars. Now that I've played it across my social media, if it, you know, the wrong set of eyes sees it, I'll lose my social media just for playing that video. If what this man says is false, why would he be afraid of it? That they have to take it off. You know, this makes no sense. I don't get it. And why is it that every single doctor that has had treatments for people suffering with this virus, with hundreds and hundreds of positive results, with virtually no negative results, why are they silenced on social media, mainstream media, cable news? Yes, and even talk radio. Is it because what they say is not true? Ask yourself this question. How many of you know somebody that's actually had COVID? And if you have known somebody who's had it, how many people and are they okay? Now, I know there's a few people that have lost people. And they say that you know, almost everybody, right, has had somebody in their family die from it. That's what they try to get us to believe. Now, the big question is, when they are in the hospital, they're calling everybody that dies a COVID case. Virtually, there's been cases of motorcycle accidents, parachute accidents, car accidents, every kind of other thing, and they put it as a COVID death. Not to mention all these positive tests. There's two things going on there. We're testing. We're up to 70 million people have been tested in the United States of America now. 70 million. And the test is not very discriminate. There's over 200 coronaviruses. This test will detect any coronavirus. Doesn't necessarily have to be COVID-19 to give you a positive. This is a big deal, man. Well, you ask, why would they be doing all of this? Why indeed? Well, I wish I could just say, well, they're doing this so they can ruin the economy so that Donald Trump doesn't get elected. Man, if that was all there was to this, I would breathe a sigh of relief. Far worse than that. If you've read Agenda 2030, if you know about the plans of the so-called globalists for the entire population of planet Earth, then it can start to put the pieces together what this is all about. Now, I'm not going to get too much further into it, but one has to ask their question, why are any doctors saying there are therapeutics that are doing just fine against COVID-19? Why are their voices silenced? Why are many of them losing their jobs? Why is it that they say all these hospitals are packed, but when you go there and check it out for yourself, it's like a ghost town in there? And if we're supposed to take care of our old people and keep them against it, why can't we get our kids back to school? I read an article where 25% of youth have considered taking their own life in the past 6 months. Now, we ought to be a hell of a lot more alarmed about that than anything COVID can potentially do, even if they're right about the damn numbers. I wonder if people are actually ever going to wake up how we're being manipulated. I sure wish I could figure out what my mixer board problem is here. I'm going to once I get off the air. We'll probably work just fine then. But, yeah, you know, I'd love to be able to pull Zach on with me right now and get his comments if he wanted to give them, but we're going to have to wait until I figure out what the hell I'm doing a lot better with this show and try and get. Well, we're going to open it up a little early since I'm having technical difficulties. The way the structure of the show is going to basically go is you're going to have to put up with my ass for about a half an hour. Then we're going to bring in on a guest for another half an hour and again, go back and forth with the guest. And then we're going to have a half an hour after that of you guys interacting on whatever you want to talk about, whether it's the subject of the day or some other thing like that. Other things, other show topics you think would be interesting. I just interact with the audience. I've already got quite a few comments from Facebook here from you guys. And I thank you for that. Many of you are, I recognize the names. Let's just put it that way. And I appreciate that. So we're going to open it up. If you guys, anybody listening wishes to comment from any platform, whether it be Periscope, whether it be YouTube or Facebook, go ahead and throw your comment in there. And there's producer Zach saying, hey, everyone, and thanks for listening. Thanks for that, Zach. I keep getting a message on my watch telling me something about device setup, and I don't have any idea what it is, and it's happened about 20 times. I'm sure it has something to do related with the stream we're trying to do here. We are going out on four platforms at once here. First time I ever tried this, and I would love to tell you that it's going smooth. Okay, and we have, let me put this one up on the screen here. Robert, can I put your comment on the screen? Are you okay with that, Mr. Dickinson? Tell me real quick in the chat, Robert, if I can put your comment on the screen. Why not? You put it on Facebook, right? That doesn't make much sense. I'm going to put it on the screen. All right. Robert says, you can see Big Pharma cannot except $20 in drugs is the cure for this COVID. That they need the high numbers so they can push their untried and dangerous drugs that will, yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely, Robert. And, you know, it's a multifaceted scam. Not COVID itself. The virus exists. Don't get me wrong. It's a dangerous virus for people that have lowered immune systems and have not taken good care of themselves and otherwise have other what they call comorbidities. Everybody knows this. But the vast majority of us, I think the president said the other day, the statistic is if you're 44 years and younger, you are 2% of the deaths from COVID, even with their inflated numbers, 2% of the deaths of COVID are of people from 44 years and younger. So it's definitely the more elderly people that are susceptible to this. Okay. And, so You know, you guys, maybe I'm preaching to the choir, but if there's somebody out there that still thinks that the mask is doing something for them, okay, I'll concede this point on that. The mask will stop spittle globules from flying across the room. And if you're infected with the virus and a virus is in the spittle globule that it gets stopped by a mask, that may be a slight prophylactic against transmission of this virus. Aside from that, the detriment of wearing a mask is far greater than any benefit, especially people that have breathing problems. Asthma in particular is so dangerous for somebody with asthma to wear a mask. It's just unbelievably not the right thing to do. Okay. Whenever I wear my mask, and I respect the businesses, when they have a sign that says mask required for entry, all right, I obey it. I don't put it over my nose because I want to breathe. Nobody ever says a word to me about it either. So what the mask is a symbol that they have successfully done the PSYOP on us. Now, I could take this down a couple of different rabbit holes, and I'm not going to do it right now because it sounds too far out to be true. But, you know, let's just say I'm going to go back to InfoWars just for a minute. Alex did a documentary about 10 years ago predicting all this stuff. How did he know? Well, because these arrogant sons of bitches that do this, they communicate with each other in public and they write down what they're going to do to us. And then they proceed to do it. It's not that Alex is some kind of a psychic. It's if you know these people and you know their writings, they tell you in advance what they're planning to do to us. So he was right about this and many other things. And there is our good friend, Diane Bishop. How are you doing, Diane? Thanks for joining the chat here on the third segment of Article 5 Live, the second pilot, where I can't quite get my soundboard operating properly, even though it was working fine right before the broadcast. All right, so now I've got a countdown tile. Why is that? No idea. This thing's popping on my screen for I don't know why, but okay, and Mike says the mask is only good to breathe back in carbon dioxide. I agree with this. That's terrible. It's horrible, actually. And the mask is the first step. Robert, once again, the mask is the first step to changing America into Sharia, if that happens. They will force the burqa on our ladies. Right on. Ah, Diane Bishop, back from picking up more ammunition presses. Hoorah! Hoorah! More power to Bishop Ammunition Manufacturing, one of my favorite sponsors of the old radio program. Hopefully, we'll bring them on board here with this broadcast. I've already talked to them about that. Maybe we're going to work that out one way or another. Appreciate that. Oh, speaking of sponsorship, you guys, you know, I have set up a Patreon page. I know, you know, it's if you want to go there, it's patreon.article5live.com. And, you know, you can support the broadcast. I know that you don't know it well enough probably to even consider that. So that's just something for the future, whenever you want to do. And you know, I know my sponsors well, and they give me free rein. Any new sponsors might not be so simpatico with what you're going to hear on this radio broadcast. Oh, this is not a radio broadcast anymore. I'm used to saying that for the last 5 years. So anyway, guys, great to see you, Diane. And Robert, if you're still listening, the reason I know Robert Dickinson is because my radio broadcast, it was called the Article 5 Hour, and the name was inspired by the fact that in the state of Arizona, we were not signed on to the Convention of States. And because my fine Congressman Andy Biggs was the president of the Arizona State Senate at the time, and he was trying to hatch that bill. He was sitting on it. And when we sent Andy Biggs to Washington, we almost, what was it, Robert, was it 3 weeks after that we signed on to the Convention of States? How long did it take? Robert, if you're listening, I forget, but that's how I know Robert from, because I forget the title, but he was involved in the Convention of States here in the state of Arizona and making that happen. So thank you for your great work there. And we're going to pull Robert on, and we're going to talk about the importance of the Electoral College in an upcoming episode of Article 5 Live. He's going to be one of our guests. So, that'll be cool to do that. Now, Zach, producer Zach, says, PM me information regarding 45 ammo, and I will be very interested. Now, there you go, Diane. Zach is looking for some 45, and I don't know what you guys are. I know you're into cowboy action, and you're into the big calibers, such as the 4.75 short magnum. The Bishop, 4.75 Bishop, is the solid copper, what is it? I want to say 375 grain, Diane. Is that the weight of the projectile on that round? It'll kill anything on planet Earth. It's just a great round. Diane is doing a big run of 45 ACP, Zach. So there you have it. All right, and there's your link, Zach, from Bishop Ammunition, a wonderful sponsor. A longtime sponsor of the program. And hopefully you guys can get together and get that figured out. So anyway, this is the chat segment of Article 5 Live. We're getting some things done here, except I can't bring my wonderful producer on his audio on. I can bring him on the screen. He can say hi, but that's all I've been able to do here. And because if I turn him up, I have a 20-second delay, and that's not working for me. So I don't know why that is, because we did this before we went on, and it worked fine, worked perfectly. He's listening to three different feeds at the same time, trying to keep everything in line for us there. Four feeds. Anyhow, I appreciate that. Oh, 4.75 Bishop Short Magnum. Yes. And they have their name. If you look at the head stamp, it says Bishop on it. How many ammunition companies can you say have their company name on the head stamp? Not too many, but friends of the program here, Bishop Ammunition, they have their own version of the 4.75 Short Magnum, the Bishop. Yes, 475. 475 Bishop Short Magnum. I just put you on your chat out there. Diane, thank you so much. Good to see you. Tell Marissa I said hi. Glad that you found me here on Sunday night. Back on Sunday night, where I had the most digital audience when I was doing the radio program, was a Sunday night. And so we thought when we went digital once again, what we would do is go back to Sunday night, because it seemed like it was the best atmosphere for, somebody wants this kind of a show, you know. It just seemed like a good time. So that's why we're here. We're glad you're here. Who else wants to comment tonight? We got a little time here. Anybody else want to do any comments for the show tonight? And a bolt action rifle for the AR-10. So, and the bolt action rifle. Very cool. AR-10 and bolt action. Now, Marissa Bishop of Bishop Ammunition, she is one of the few that are the only one that's ever made a bolt action SOCOM 458 that actually cycles without malfunctioning. She was able to do the engineering on that, which is fascinating. They also have, if you have an AR platform, a full receiver that just pops on to your AR for upper receiver barrel assembly, pop right on there, and you can have, you can switch your AR 223 or 556, I should say, to 458 SOCOM just very quickly. Very interesting. Of course, that's not really a plinker of a round, okay? It costs a few bucks to shoot that thing, but what a blast, literally. So anyway, we try to hit a few topics tonight. Anybody want to comment? Yeah, and it holds 8 rounds in a California-compliant magazine. Very, very awesome, Diane. Yeah. Good stuff. So we talked about Shadowgate Gate. Those of you that are listening at the top of the program know what I mean by Shadowgate Gate. If you want to watch that movie, it's embedded. The player is embedded on article5live.com. It's still up, still working. I watched the movie 3 times. I try to figure out what the beef is between her and InfoWars. I can't quite figure it out because there's no reason anything in that movie should make what happened happen. I don't quite get it. I have all the moving parts. And then, we talked about our kids disappearing. That's not a good thing. And then we talked about the ballot thing. Now, Robert says, I'll put your chat on there. Remember to make sure you're registered to vote. Cannot get complacent. All conservatives must vote in person if possible. Leave the mail-in voting for the communists. I agree with that very much. And also, I would say, the most important thing that we have to remember is the fraud that's going to occur undoubtedly by this, this mass universal ballot mail-in garbage, okay? But as I think it was, whether it was Lenin or Stalin said, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. Unfortunately, that's true today in the United States of America. What can we do about it, you might ask? We can turn out, those of us that are patriots, those of us that have red, white, and blue coursing through our veins, because we know this is still the best place to be on God's green earth, even with all of our troubles. If we all go out to the polls, none of this, 50% of us staying home on election day because we got better things to do. If we can get a decent turnout to the polls, we have far more enthusiasm for Donald Trump than they do for Joe Biden. In the Democratic convention, they were so happy with his speech because, he didn't pee his pants. He didn't wipe feces on the wall or ask what city he was in. He was able to read the teleprompter and get the hell out of there before he said something stupid. Now, before Joe Biden lost his faculties, he wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed then. I've been watching him for decades. He's been a dumbass forever. And now that, you know, he's got some age on him and he hasn't obviously taken very good care of his acuity. Maybe it's his fault. Maybe it isn't, but it isn't what it used to be. That's a fact. And, you know, none of us that have a little age on us are as sharp as we were when kids, let's just face it. But it's more noticeable in some than others. And Joe's one of those more noticeable ones, let's just say. So he's never that damn smart to begin with. And now you add this to what he's doing. And the Democrats, you know, that's why it's Kamala that's going to be the president if we stay home and allow the fraud to take the election. That's my biggest fear right now. Diane has fired off a couple of things here. A Democrat postal worker can tell a ballot of a registered Republican apart from a Democrat. Ballots have an R visible in the barcode. Democrats have a D. Isn't that handy? And then makes it easy to throw Republican ballots away. No kidding. Absolutely. And Mike says, it'll delay the voting by mail, and then that drunken chemical-dependent hag, Nancy Pelosi, will be put in as president. Yes, that's the other thing. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Mike. There's a clause that says that if no, and this is in the Constitution, that if the president, the election isn't decided by Inauguration Day, the Speaker of the House is going to be the president pro tem until that gets sorted out. Now, how disastrous would that be? That is exactly what they're trying to do. Because if they muddy the water up with this universal ballot crap long enough, they're absolutely going to be able to get it to go past January 20th. Say hello, President Pelosi. Wow. And Mike says they will delay the voting by mail and then the drunken. Yeah. Oh, we already talked about that one. Okay. And Robert says Detroit say 72% of their absentee voting precincts do not match the official count. Yeah. And there's no surprises here. We know this, but yet you listen to the damn mainstream media and they say, oh, there's no fraud. This fraud is very minute and rare. Really? I'm not buying that. I don't know about you guys. But anyway, you can see my crawler down there. If you guys could help, spread, like it and follow it and share it or subscribe to all my channels. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Periscope. We're at JD at Article 5 Hour on Periscope. I mean, that's Twitter. It's the Article 5 Live channel on YouTube. It's the Article 5 Hour page on Facebook still. If you guys are like, follow, and share all that stuff, subscribe on my YouTube channel. That would help too. And download the Podbean app, okay? There it is. Right there, article5hour.podbean.com. And download the podcast. You guys can help me out. Get some, that stuff's like a snowball. If it starts little and it goes downhill, we can really reach some people, and that'd be great. Well, I hope so, Robert. He says we're all watching this mess closely. Let's hope we don't have to do anything else but watch, right? That's what I pray. You know, the people that are in charge of trying to cause mayhem in the United States of America would love nothing more than this to devolve into where we're actually killing each other. And that's the last thing. You know, if you're out there and you're listening to me and you think I'm full of crap and you listen to the pablum from the left, where they have absolutely nothing to back up their assertions. In fact, they'll flat out lie. I heard one Democrat on Fox News just flat out lie. I mean, what he said had been disproven time and time and time again, but yet they resurrect these lies after a certain period of time, and it varies. And they, they throw it out there, and millions of people buy into the bullshit. Oops, I'm trying to keep it PG-13, you guys. Sorry. It's really sad that there are still people, good people even, that believe the crap. They believe the COVID nonsense. They believe Joe's just a moderate, nice guy, and that Trump is, orange man bad. And it's sad. It's really sad. These people have lost the power of reason. Now, I'm not here to be a Trump sycophant. There's stuff that Trump does that I don't like. I'll tell you that right now. But I don't sit here and dwell on it. You know why? Because you got every other son of a gun this side of hell pounding on Trump 24/7. So why do you need me to do it too? The answer is you don't. So generally, I keep my complaints about President Trump to myself for that reason. Because never in my lifetime, I'm pretty old. I've been around a little while. I've never seen a president get anything done that they said they're going to do. Maybe two or three things out of their list of 100. Here's Trump, his list of 100. He got 50% of them done without any cooperation, surrounded by the enemy. That's pretty amazing. Now, our great president seems to be somewhat Machiavellian at times. He seems to dwell in the Hegelian dialectic realm from time to time. But you know what? Republicans traditionally stayed away from that sort of thing because, after all, we're above that, right? Well, let me tell you something. The left isn't, and they use that crap on us all the time, and they're very successful at it. And sometimes you got to say, let's fight fire with fire. And I know it's not a very, it's bordering on walking on the dark side there when you basically deceive people to get them to eventually do what you want them to do. I don't like it either. But what are you going to do? The left does it all the time with aplomb, and people buy into it. So Trump throws a little of their own tactics at them. And they're so full of their own hatred, ego, and stupidity that they don't pick up on it until after he's already got what he was trying to do with it accomplished. Now, you can call that 3D chess, or you can call it whatever you want. What it is it's their own damn tactic thrown right in their face, and they fall for it because they're full of crap. Robert says, if they think the riots today are out of control, if the communists steal this election, we, the people, will show them what out of control is all about. We will not let our constitutional republic fall to socialism. That is a fact, Robert. We will not allow that. And I got to say this about that. It's going to take a hell of a lot to push us into that mode. But if the forces that are trying to push us into that mode get their stupid minions to go down that road, that's going to be a very, very ugly day indeed, because the people I know on this side of the fence know what end of the weapon the projectile comes out of. Let me just put it at that. Mike, I've been listening to you over 3 years, and it's not you that's full of crap. Wait, let me see. I've been listening to you over 3 years, and it's not you that's full of crap. But I watched the Kenyan at DNC. I had to leave in 5 minutes. That guy is all about BS. Every word out of his community organizer mouth. Yeah, I don't think I'm full of crap, I hope. You know, I'm very opinionated, but I didn't get my opinions, you know, out of my ass. I do my homework. I don't get real specific because I don't like being a target. Every time I get specific, like, I'm probably going to catch some hell for playing that video. I might do something in my social media, might get end up in jail with it, or get a strike on YouTube or whatever. We'll see. Maybe I don't have a big enough profile, or, you know, they control these things. I've been throttled back so much on when I used to be on radio at this time slot. It was not uncommon for me to have 150 live listeners. We're looking at 9 right now. You know, why is that? Is because I'm worse at radio now after doing it 5 years? No, I think it's probably something else. What am I going to do about it? Well, okay, I see you give me angry face, Lisa Kelly. What are we angry about? Share with us. Go ahead. Give me a comment, Lisa. So I guess the point is this, you guys. Yeah, it was hard to listen, Mike, to Obama. It was hard to listen to him because you knew he was a liar. He would say one thing 1 week and say the exact opposite thing the next week. The perfect example was his DACA stuff. What was it, 18 times he's on record saying he doesn't have the power to do DACA by an executive order. Then he turns around and does DACA by executive order. And if that's not enough, President Trump comes along, tries to undo DACA through his executive order, and the Supreme Court rules he can't do that. Okay. What they don't realize, the people that think that Trump was defeated by that, they don't realize is now President Trump can executive order a lot of things that he didn't think he could before, because they set a precedent, unless they're going to selectively apply that precedent, which they may do. But more than likely, they'll leave that precedent and he can do what he's doing to go around and run Congress and send people the aid they need due to this COVID farce without Congress's permission through executive order. And they can challenge it all they want, but that's going to do two things. The people that need the money because their local government screwed them out of their own businesses and stuff like that because of COVID BS, they're going to look pretty bad doing that. And the other thing is the Supreme Court precedent says he can do it. And that his executive orders will live on to the next, even through the next presidency. Which brings me to this thing I wanted to talk about before we go off the air today, and that is really ticking off the left by saying Donald Trump 2024. Let's give him a third term. And you hear them all say, can't you read the Constitution? The left is going ape. You know what, over that, saying, oh, this guy doesn't know anything about the Constitution. Well, yeah, we know all about the Constitution. Our plan is this. We're going to take the Congress in sufficient numbers, get rid of the filibuster in the Senate, and maybe have a convention of states, right, Robert Dickinson? And what we can do is we can allow Donald Trump constitutionally through a constitutional convention or or we can amend the Constitution to allow him to have a makeup term for the one they stole from him and then change it back. We could do that. And we have the power as the people of this country to actually make that happen. If we get off our asses and be political activists like the left does all the time, we could make that happen. And that is, we should give Donald Trump, if he wants it, I doubt that, a third term. So we could give Trump a third term if we wanted to. Constitutionally, we can do it by amending the Constitution. And we could make the amendment just specific to Donald Trump so it reverts back to the way it was after he takes his third term if he wants it. We could do that with social media, with the internet, with the way we can organize. Things can happen that quick. We don't have to have it languish for years and years and all the old school ways of things. We can make these things happen nearly immediately. Look what they're doing to us with the Marxist organized BLM riots. Look what they're doing to us with Antifa. You can't even announce a Republican event in advance now. You can announce you're going to have one. You just can't say where it's going to be until the day of. Otherwise, you're going to get swamped with these rats that organize quickly on the internet to come and, you know, raise hell. There's no way, there's no reason we as conservatives and good Americans can't use those same tactics. There's no reason why we can't use their own tactics against them. So I say we do that. Let's. If Donald Trump needs a third term, we'll know with plenty of time to change the Constitution and let it happen. We can do it. Just like we can get rid of, you know, 33 senators and 435 members of Congress every 2 years. Do we do it? No, hell no. We keep 95% of the rat bastard criminals in there because we're afraid. We're more afraid. It's the devil. We prefer the devil we know than the devil we don't know. So we keep the same garbage in Congress every time around. Crazy stuff, eh? That's what we do to ourselves. So in a certain sense, on that note, I guess we get the government we deserve, right? Because we're going to sit on our ass and let them, these evil bastards, do this stuff to us. We deserve it. That's my message. You guys are going to help me to spread my message, I hope. I'll be back next week with a third pilot, and hopefully I will get all of my S together here with my engineering here in the home studio, and give you a better production next week for pilot number 3. So until then, may God continue to bless you, your family, these United States of America, and may he protect our great president. Like I said, I'll be back live on the internet next Saturday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, with the best 90 minutes in digital media, Article 5 live. Till then, this is JD signing off. Be safe and God bless.